I got the answers, Sway.
I'm happy to know that you got the answers, baby, because sometimes I just don't be knowing dead what ass. I want.
Dead ass.
Hey, I'm Kadeen.
And I'm DeVal.
And we're the Ellises.
You may know us from posting funny videos with our boys.
And reading each other publicly as a form of therapy.
Wait, I make you need therapy?
Most days.
Wow.
Oh, and one more important thing to mention, we're married.
Yes, sir, we mm-hmm. are. We created this podcast to open dialogue about some of life's most taboo topics.
Things most folks don't want to talk about.
Through the lens of a millennial married couple. Deadass is a term that we say every day. So when we say deadass, we're actually saying facts. 100. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We about to take pillow talk to a whole new level.
Deadass starts right now.
I'm going to take us all the way back to...
back in the time.
2011.
Okay.
March.
Okay.
You was big pregnant.
That's Jaxie. Yes, you was big pregnant.
Big pregnant. Humongous pregnant. And at the time...
Say it one more time.
You weren't that big. I'm just saying. She was...
just kidding.
Gained about 5 pounds.
You're right. All right. Okay.
But, Mm-hmm. I think at the time we had two cars. We were living in the apartment
mm-hmm.
and we were both working. Yes, we did have two cars because we were both working.
I was still at MAC Cosmetics.
Yes, still at MAC. And I was still working at Parisi Speed School.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were going grocery shopping and we got the groceries. Now, listen to this story, y'all. We got the groceries. We didn't have no kids. We got the groceries. We got to the apartment. I had a pregnant wife who couldn't lift anything, and we had two cars. Kadeen used to have to park the car in front of the church, and let's pray it doesn't get towed. I would have to load the other car, unload the groceries, double parked in front of the apartment,
mm-hmm.
unload the groceries, take the groceries upstairs, multiple trips if we had a lot of groceries. So Kay would go upstairs. I would load them into the elevator. Kay would wait in the elevator, send them up, send the elevator back down.
Bruh.
I would load the groceries again, send the elevator up, go up with her, take the groceries from the elevator and walk them into the apartment,
yes.
then go back downstairs and park
both cars.
The whole time I'm parking the first car, I'm praying that the other car doesn't get towed from being in front of the church.
Right. And we needed two cars.
We
at
needed
the time
two cars.
Because
so
I was
both,
working in Long Island. So.
Both freelancing.
Mm-hmm.
So not freelancing, no, you're working in Long Island.
Yeah.
So at that moment, like I remember this vividly, dealing with that, those moments, especially towards the end of the pregnancy, I said to myself, I'm never gonna have my wife be pregnant while living in this apartment ever again.
Right.
That was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 2016 and 17, we had two more beautiful boys.
Two more.
So that was besides the point. But during that time, I learned so much about how to get you through the pregnancy
mm-hmm.
that now I got all the answers, Sway.
Let me find out you made a list.
I got a list, y'all.
He
I
made
got
a list. All right, now let me see how accurate this list is. This will be fun.
So for karaoke, I have a special song that typically
mm-hmm.
at black weddings, the grooms sing this song to their mom.
Or they dance to it.
Oh, they dance. Yeah, they dance with their moms to mm-hmm. this song.
But if it's a West Indian family, chances are there's another song. So I'm going to see.
Oh, definitely. No. I'm going to say country American black.
Okay.
Wedding. I didn't sing this. I didn't dance with this to my song. I danced to Dear Mama by Tupac at my wedding.
He sure did.
Yes. But
and
this
your mom
song
was
is
down
like,
for the cause.
She, of course, my mother's down, for the cause. She's, you know, she's a revolutionary. And she knows my love for Tupac, and as y'all know too, because Cairo's middle name is Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
But this song here, I'm gonna dedicate to you because you are the mama of my now 4 boys.
Oh, I still get chills every time I hear 4 boys.
Let me hit my.
Oh man,
mama. Mama, you know I love you. Ooh, and you know I love you, mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
Okay, vocals come through. What's your love song? Is like
your love is like tears from the sun.
Tears from the star, ain't it?
I don't know the words. I just
at least
sing.
Google the lyrics before you try to sing the song.
No, it's all about the melody.
I don't know if you see my eyes started to water because you know what I envisioned?
What?
Jackson getting married.
And dancing to You the Mama. Look at you. Look at them emotions.
I cannot believe myself. Continue. You're such a punk.
Go ahead, cry.
No,
loving you is like food to my soul.
I'm a thug, guys. I'm a whole thug.
Now y'all see what I go through. This is why it's important for us to talk about this. It's because you be so emotional.
So emotional.
But
just
let me
like
get
that.
To my list.
But just be clear, right? It wasn't you singing that did that.
You remember those days.
Man, let me tell you those days, I thought there would never be an end to it. It was a lot.
It was a lot.
There's a lot. And then you figured that was when I was pregnant with Jackson, so we hadn't even had him yet.
Mm-mm.
Then you throw Jackson into the mix. Mm-hmm. There's grocery, there's laundry, there's this, there's a baby, there's strollers, there's car seats, there's that. And we literally vowed, like, we're going to get out of this place.
Yes.
Before we have another child.
Yes.
5 years passed, and then back to back, 3 children in that apartment, and then things got progressively more difficult. Though I did learn about delivering groceries.
So yes, delivering groceries helped.
That definitely helped.
Laundry didn't help
because
with laundry.
That was the guy that tried to make it in one trip. You ever seen the memes with people?
Yo, my fingers would be red. Yo, look like they about
lost
to break off.
They, no, maybe trying to purple. Make it one trip.
And my traps be hurting. I'd be like, just get the door.
Impossible. But then it used to be the delivery man showing up, sweating bullets, like, oh my God, how many people are you feeding in this house? I'm like, listen, I got a house of 3 boys and a husband. So
when Kifu decided to deliver, that was the best thing that ever happened to us.
Best thing ever. I was like, I'm going to pay this $9.99 delivery fee without any problems and tip.
If I'm being honest, full transparency, this list was not developed just because I'm like, I need to take care of my wife.
Okay.
This list was developed for my sanity.
This is a list that you made as a husband.
As a husband.
Taking care, like, so things that I need.
Let me explain you something. These 10 things that I'm putting on this list, if every dude who has a pregnant woman that they're taking care of gets these 10 things on this list, their life going to be easier.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So listen up, fellas.
Listen. I'm telling you.
Listen up.
Boom. And I'm going to put them in order from not least important because they're all important. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put them in order from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Got you.
Number 10.
Let's see how you
did here. Uber important.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy pillow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is actually
so,
very
once
accurate.
Again, Kadeen has not seen this list. So as I speak the list, she'll talk about the importance of it.
Okay.
A pregnancy pillow is important because of posture when you sleep. Most pregnant women after a while cannot sleep on their stomach anymore. So they tend to sleep on their side. If your back is not in alignment, you can't sleep well. The baby will be on your bladder here. So a lot of women tend to like wrap their legs around the pillow, wrap the pillow around their head. It's like they hug the pillow.
Yes.
Now, I used to be her pregnancy pillow before she was pregnant. But what I was told was that I'm too hot.
He's too hot. The body heat don't.
She has no use for me. So now I'm discarded now. Okay? This is what that means.
Tell them what you call my pillow.
Him.
Him.
The pillow is him. The pillow is like 6'2".
About that.
It drills all the way down to the bottom of the bed, all the way to the top, and it wraps all the way around her body. So every time I try to get close, I feel him.
It's like a big candy cane.
It's just like blocking me. And I'd be like, yo, this is wild. Like, why is this dude in the bed with us?
I literally have not slept on you or near you.
No.
The past 5 months.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not jealous.
Are you serious? You don't feel some kind of way?
Can we be transparent here on Deadass the Podcast?
Please be transparent.
I've gotten some of the best sleep in the last 2 months because I'm not at the edge of the bed. Because you don't want to be near me because of the heat. So you all the way on your side of the bed. My bad, baby. I'm sorry. But I'm preparing.
It's all right, though. You deserve.
I deserve. Don't know none of the words. I deserve to know the words.
That's a fact.
Pregnancy pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10. Number 9. Yoga ball.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor, gentlemen. Get her a yoga ball. Once you get to the third trimester, she's going to want to sit down, but not, she don't want to have to feel any weight around her. She don't want to sit on the couch and feel heavy. Mm-hmm. The yoga ball allows her to feel bouncy, the buoyancy. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it allows you to squat.
It's almost like a play on gravity for a bit. It kind of takes,
takes
that off. Because sitting down here, let me tell you, by the time I'm done an episode,
tell them,
I can barely walk.
So the yoga ball helps. Plus, while she's bouncing on the ball, while you watching the game, two sights you want to see. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. The question is, are you going to do some yoga with me, though?
Doing yoga with you is how we here.
Come on now. Make sure you stretch. Maintain the flexibility. Because we like flexibility, too.
Obviously, we were talking about the flexibility.
Needed to maneuver around the belly.
Yes, my hips.
If you drop, pick up what I'm dropping.
So, I'll tell a quick story. Mm-hmm. When I was playing football, I used to stretch every day, all day, 2-3 times a day. Kadeen used to stretch me. It was, you know, my hips was real flexible, right? As I got older and I stopped playing football, everything I do is linear because I'm on the treadmill. I run, I jump rope. So my hips aren't as flexible. So as we were trying to continue the hanky-panky, as the belly was getting bigger, I had to maneuver around the belly. And my hips ain't the same as they used to.
Caught a whole cramp.
A whole cramp in the middle of the session. I'm like, wait. Once you, ladies, when you hear your man go, it's not good. It's two things. The one thing is either he about to end the whole session or that cramp is that Charlie horse stuck in there. So you know, it was bad. It was bad.
That's right.
So
I had to massage it out and then, you know, get back to business.
Got back to business. You know, we always going to find a way to get back to business. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So that's number two there. We got the pregnancy pillow. Number we got two. The yoga ball. Mm-hmm. Number eight on the list. Number three.
Got my two backwards.
Beanbag.
Beanbag. Which
get
beanbag?
The beanbag I got downstairs in the man cave.
Oh, yes. So we have, yes.
Because
like a sack.
Yes, the sack. What is it called? The love sack?
Yes.
This is becoming very, between the yoga
that
ball.
That sack is great.
You're not going to pause that? Don't pause that.
Don't pause it.
You love
it.
The sack, huh?
The
little
sack
nasty.
Is great.
Your mother's going to hear this. Mimi, look at her
Mimi
face.
Mimi should know by now not to listen to these episodes. Chill. Mimi, girl.
But no, the love sack is good because it's like a memory foam that she drops in, and once again, like gravity, just allows her to feel free. Yes. It takes all the pressure off her lower back,
my boys,
her upper back. Yes, the boys get in there with her.
Either they get in there to cuddle with me or they flip onto
Yeah, they
it.
Do front flips off of it and almost kill themselves, and Kay gets mad.
Right.
So number seven, number four total, but number seven on the list, a blanket. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. Because number six is an air conditioner, right? And what happens is Kadeen will go from cold to hot instantaneously.
Yes.
And once she puts the AC on Alaska, she'll be mad at me if the blanket is not within arm's reach.
The problem is, right, that we're existing here with three adults in the house, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom, being a Native Islander, always likes it warm in here, hot. So she'll go through an entire summer with no AC.
Yeah, she will.
No AC. So it becomes a thing where I'm walking past the thermostat, right? And I'll go ahead and hit the temperature down. So I'll go down to like 70, 72, just to keep it level.
70, 72?
I mean, in our bedroom, maybe like 68. It depends.
Yo,
depends
the
on the time.
Be on 68, bro.
Depends on the time, right? And then literally, I'll be like, man, what is something's wrong with the HVAC unit? Something. I'll walk past, look at the thermostat. What does it say? Clarendon, Jamaica. Mom thinks she's home. It don't even be a number no more. It just be on hot. It be on Jamaica. So at that rate, I'm just like, this battle. And then poor DeVal. I don't know if you're coming or going.
You know how many times I woke up, thought I had COVID? Woke up sweating with the chills, not knowing what the fuck is going on. I look at the thermostat. Kadeen got it on 63. I'm like, Kadeen, really? Really? She's like, what? I'm hot. You're not hot. That's because you got all the blankets, two sheets, and him in the bed. And I'm just there, like freezing, thinking like there's something's wrong. Like this is not right.
For me, it's like the warmth up here and the cuddle, but then it's like the leg out.
You always got to have
the
leg out.
Yeah, like the one leg out. And then I don't sleep with any clothes on anymore at this point. Because then you get wrapped up in it and it's just too much. It's just too much, y'all.
So
it's too much.
So now y'all got 7 and 6 is a blanket and air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Because in the apartment, taking it back to the story, we didn't have central AC.
No.
We had an air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And we had an air conditioner in our room.
Right.
air conditioning in Jackson's room, and an air conditioning in the living room. So if you walk from the living room to the dining room to the kitchen, especially in the summertime, because you've been pregnant in the summertime twice, you would be sweating balls by the time you go to the refrigerator. So Kadeen would like go to the kitchen. She would be in the living room.
Don't even mention cooking in that kitchen either.
Oh, she would walk in the living room. When I go in there, I'm like, babe, I thought you was coming back. She said, I'm in the fridge. I'm like, what happened? She's like, it just got hot. Just, and I just do not want to leave right now. She just be in the freezer in the fridge.
The body temperature, it fluctuates, you know?
I said, I'm going to make my life easier on hers. I'm going to make sure we have central AC the next time she gets pregnant. That was one of the biggest things. If I had to put anything on the list, I would, the first thing I would say is a house. You know what I'm saying? Because
Where's a comfortable space?
A comfortable space, right? But I know pregnant women don't like stairs. You don't like to move around a lot. You don't like people. So if you got to get in an elevator, deal with people in the elevator. You don't like that. So if there was like one thing that I would say, I didn't want to put it on the list because not everybody can get a home. But having a woman in her space is like the best thing. And that's what I always told you. I said, I can't wait until the next time I get you pregnant, I can have you in your space where you can feel comfortable, which I feel like.
You did promise that.
Yes.
And here we are. So thank goodness. I've been very comfortable this time around.
So now we get into the top five.
Okay.
All right. Those other five, very, very important. Let me recap those. Pregnancy pillow, yoga ball, bean bag, blanket, air conditioning. You agree with those, right?
I agree.
Now we get to the top five. Number five, very, very important. Especially if your wife or baby's mother has melanin. A gallon of raw shea butter.
To keep the skin popping. Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Elasticity.
Get it out.
Why couldn't I say that?
You were struggling. That was a struggle moment.
That was a struggle moment for sure. But no, that is very true. I mean, people use many different concoctions at this point. For me, it's all about just keeping the hydration. I don't really have a science to it at this point. But as long as I'm oiled up and greased up, you don't really care all for I it know, because, you know, I feel all greasy all the time.
I don't
mind
it. You do feel greasy, but I don't mind it. But I know you used to have the shea butter was so raw. It was like a brick.
Yeah.
That like it wasn't the massaged out shea butter. No. It was a brick that I had to like press my fingers in to get it out.
Yeah, you got to kind of like work it to get it.
And then
it,
once
like,
you work it, it becomes an oil.
Yeah.
And then once I put the oil on the stomach, I used to rub the stomach all the time. I do it now with all the different concoctions you got. But make sure you get a gallon of shea butter.
And pro tip, don't forget to do your legs, thighs, butt, like that whole upper hip region.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Because you remember with
parts.
Jackson, that's the dad's favorite part, of course. But with Jackson, I was so diligent about my stomach, doing it all the time that I completely neglected my upper thigh. Not knowing, like, oh, sis, you're gonna gain some weight there too. And of course, I always had a couple stretch marks here and there. After.
Yeah, you always had stretch marks, but it wasn't crazy.
But then it definitely got a little bit worse as
There's nothing worse about stretch marks.
I mean, sorry, as a woman, sometimes I embrace them and they are what they are. But in terms of like the visibility, I feel like it got more intense.
Never
after
met a dude ever that said, "Damn, shorty, fine, but she got them stretch marks on her thighs." I've never, not one time, heard a man ever say that.
Well, that's where we differ.
First of all, I've never ever heard a woman say that.
You've never heard a woman complain about her stretch marks?
Not a woman who's attracted to women. Oh. I've never heard another woman who's attracted to women say, "I would talk to shorty, but she got them stretch marks."
It'd be internal stuff.
Never.
You know us women. We, you know.
All I'm saying is that
I've embraced mine because
I've embraced them too. That means a lot to me. I put them there. I count them too. It'd be like, you know, the checks. What is those calls? 1, 2, 3. Shanking. Every time I see one, I'll be like, yeah, I did that. Shanking.
I appreciate you.
It's a badge of honor. I put them stretch marks on them.
It's all good. I'm at this point. I'm like, you know what? It's all good. It's gotten me these beautiful boys and little booty, little cake, and I'll rock with it. You know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is.
Got your house too. Number four. This one is important. Pregnancy band. The pregnancy band. The joint that goes underneath the stomach to lift that. Yes. That is a must.
I do have it on now, guys.
That is a must.
Yes.
That right there.
This is a lifesaver.
Let me explain something to you.
Especially at the end.
The end. The third trimester. Her crotch is going to feel like it's falling out. And it's pretty much because the baby's head.
I love how you can like regurgitate the stuff that I tell you. I feel like my whole vagina is going to fall out.
And I was just like, you know what? Let me make sure that for baby number four, she has these things so that you don't have to be stressed about it. You don't got to worry about it. Plus, it just keeps the baby tucked in there for a couple extra weeks.
It provides like a lift, you know, it takes that pressure off. I can imagine even like moms with multiples, like I know someone who's having twins and I was like, girl, you have to get this on Amazon because that weight sometimes and the way it settles into your pelvis.
But guess what else it helps with?
What?
Stretch marks.
True.
Because if your skin is the only thing holding, your skin and your muscles, obviously the only thing holding on to the baby and it's just hanging, the more it hangs, the more stretchy it's going to get. But if you have something holding it up, you know what I'm saying? It helps the skin. I told you, I got the answer, Sway.
You be thinking. I like
Don't
it.
Ever ask me how, because I know how. Boom. All right. Number three, very, very important, because I watch you do this every day. Get that woman leggings in every single color. Every color. Like every single.
They got leggings. The maternity joints on Amazon. The ones there that come all the way up here under your breast. Mm-hmm. Those are great. Those are great.
They come all the way up under
they
your breast.
They literally do. And they grow. They pretty much, as you grow, they'll always cover. There's nothing worse than putting on, ladies, y'all know this.
Talk about,
Nothing worse than putting on some leggings, right? Mm-hmm. And then the joints be rolling down on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start rolling down on the side. And the next thing you know, your underwear is rolling down with them. And you have to constantly be pulling. Eliminate that. Get you some maternity leggings. Or at the very least, your pajama pants.
See what I'm saying? I be knowing.
Your pajama pants, your sweatpants. So all I used to wear DeVal's underwear sometimes,
underwear,
too.
Everything. She used to wear everything.
I literally spent the majority of my home time pregnant in DeVal's clothes.
And it's cool. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
You know you like me in your clothes.
I do.
You know?
Speaking of clothes, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Get mad onesies. And I'm not talking about the hefty.
Baby?
No, for you.
Oh.
You know that the gray onesie you got, it's like a tank top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where did I get that from? I think
the reason
like
why this is important, right?
It's you not like so much. You'd like to see me in a onesie.
I do like to see you because the clappage and
like
the cleavage.
It's like a maxi dress, but like the jumpsuit version of it.
It's like a pants maxi dress.
Yes.
It is. But I already foresee it's easy access for boobage.
Mm-hmm.
Baby crying, right? Wah, wah, wah. Bow. You don't got to get undressed. You don't got to unsnap nothing.
Touche.
You see what I'm saying? Plus.
You really forward thought this.
I did.
Because I wasn't expecting this. I thought you were going to do a funny list like, haha, this is what guys need to have.
No.
You're very practical.
I'm because I'm trying to help people. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help people. Not just women. I'm trying to help men too.
Right.
Because if they forward think this.
Right.
And they have these things on deck when their wives or significant others get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can be like, yo, I got these things. And then, you know, they can be like,
okay, oh, that is true. She'd be like, you did your research.
You thought about me. You must really love me. And then he could be like, good. So now that she's good, he can chill. Like, because that's the biggest thing. If she's uncomfortable, he gonna be uncomfortable.
It's the thoughtfulness for
me. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely the thought. It's giving thoughtful. It's giving,
you see what I'm saying?
He's involved. It's giving, he's in tune to what's happening to my body.
Because I know those onesies, right? They're not the fleece onesies.
No.
They're like the cloth, like the t-shirt onesies.
Yes.
Very thin because you be hot.
Yes.
But it covers your skin so when the AC's blowing, you don't get cold.
Look at you. You don't want me to catch a cold.
Come on now. Person catching colds here are me. Me. But that's fine. That's fine. You know, you pregnant, I'll just have a running fever for 10 months. That's fine. Number one. This is number one. And the most important thing I think people need to understand, pregnant women from first trimester to the third trimester, to postpartum, need naps.
Oh, God, yes.
Allow them to take naps.
Yes.
Naps.
Yes, because then you had, there's a point, at least for me, I know it's coming, where insomnia starts to kick in.
Yes.
So I'll be up late and like can't sleep at night, but then, no, I have to be up at 6 a.m. with Jackson to get him ready for school, for example.
Yes.
And then it's like that daytime nap, which I'm looking forward to when the kids are at school, like that daytime nap.
Be the best.
Don't nobody bother me. The best part is I woke up this morning and just sat at the edge of the bed and was just like, I'm tired and I just woke up.
This morning, y'all are going to see a video. I woke up. First of all, I woke up. It was like an eerie silence. Because typically when Kadeem wake up, she's going to wake up. She's going to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna suck her teeth. The alarm will off. I hear her phone scrolling. I hear her nails clicking, click, 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 click. I hear things. When I woke up today, I heard nothing. It was like eerie silence. And it was like foggy in the room. when it be foggy in a room, that's like a sign that something's up. I don't know where the fog come from. I think you'd be steaming. Mm-hmm. You'd be hot. Probably. So
sounds about right.
I woke up and I didn't move. I didn't make no sudden movements neither, because you don't want to make no sudden movements when you have that feeling. So I look over and Kadeen is sitting on the side of the bed like the meme of the fox.
Oh, the fox. Yes, that was and me. That was actually
she had both
me.
Her hands in her lap. But what really told me that she was ready for war was that she had her hair in cornrows.
Yeah, I had two little French. It's actually under this wig right now.
So I was like,
show y'all.
She got the Cleo cornrows right now.
I couldn't do it to you on camera for those of you that eventually watch this episode. Under this wig and this hat right now, it's madness.
I just knew it was.
Maybe at the end of the episode, I'll show y'all just for kicks. But
I was like, you going to show them the cornrows?
I might. You know, I got no shame at this point. Y'all done seen everything. So.
But clearly, we don't have no shame. But the thing is, I asked her, I said, you all right? And she said, no. So I didn't know what to say. So I was like, you need a hug. She was like, no. So then I was like, what's the matter? She was like, I just woke up and I'm tired. So I didn't know what to say. So I was like, sorry. And she looks at me and she says, sorry. That's all you got?
Like, seriously, sorry? As you still laying in bed?
I didn't know what to say.
Bruh.
I didn't know what to say.
Bruh.
So that made number one on my list, because clearly she tired, so she need naps. Do you feel like I missed anything?
That was very thorough. I thought at first when we were going into this episode, I'm like, oh, DeVal's going to be with the shenanigans and have like funny stuff.
No.
You know?
This is serious.
This is like a really practical list. I'm actually very proud of you. You're very observant. I mean, at this rate, I would hope that you are. My question is, what you want?
What you mean, what I want?
What you want? Because you trying to be all cute with your little list and whatnot. What you
listen,
want?
You know what?
You know what? I'm going to make a list too. How about that?
Make a list. Next week, you have a list for me then.
So next week, I'm going to have a
list
for you.
You know really what I want?
What's that?
What would just be nice?
What?
Like once in a while?
What?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I do say thank you though.
You said thank you maybe 6 times in the last
you
7 months.
I mean, that's averaging one a month ish.
Let me tell you, I would bring Kadeen a blanket, lift up her feet, do all this other stuff, and she would just be like,
that is not true. I do say thank you.
No, you don't.
I'd be like, babe, I feel so much better. Thank you. Especially when you do my like flips and my inversions and stuff.
You won't say thank you. What you'll say is, I feel bad you have to do all of this.
In but so many words, thank you. Don't y'all get it? Nobody else sees it.
She's like, I feel bad for all of this. But can you go get? I'm like, all right. What is it? What does it need? That's when I start blinking, because I'm like, aww, I thought I had everything.
Babe, I appreciate you. This is amazing. I mean, the care is the TLC for me, you know?
Yeah. No, that is
it's
what
the
it
attentiveness.
You're growing my baby boy in this.
Yeah,
so.
And ultimately, I think at the end of the day, is teamwork, right? The only thing I would say is maybe if you had to add another one, access to Uber Eats, Seamless.
That's
any kind of food that you may want Instacart.
You know who's Uber Eats around here? Me.
babe, sometimes, though, if you don't feel like going out, I'll be like, yo, babe, let's just, you know. I'm feeling for
she'll do one of
this.
These.
So I need access to like cravings and snack food. That's definitely something that should be on the list, too.
She'll
but that like, varies from day to day.
She'll be like, babe. You feel for Chick-fil-A? I'd be like, yeah, yo. Yeah, I could do some Chick-fil-A. She's like, all right, cool. Get me a Cobb salad and 30 chicken nuggets. Get the gallon of the Arnold Palmer.
Sunjoy.
And then she'll be like, you can use my card. And that's supposed to be like my payment. You can use my card.
That's then linked to your card. So.
Which is linked to my account. Like, this is
it's
what
right,
I go
I'm racking
through.
Up them Amex points for you, boo. So after this baby drops, we can go on a real, like...
I'm going to be honest.
Vacation. How about that? Honest,
I do not care what you ask for. I am proud that I'm able... Like, for this, for your fourth pregnancy, to be able to have you in this crib and be able to just be able to get everything on the list and know what you need before you say it and be able to be like, ha.
Right.
shit makes me feel good.
It's
because we struggled. Like our first, and I'm not saying struggle, like it was just a struggle. Like when you don't know what to plan for mm-hmm. with a pregnancy and mm-hmm. you live in an apartment mm-hmm. and you got two cars mm-hmm. and you go to get groceries and now you pull up and you like, fuck, she can't help carry none of the groceries. and then it's like, damn, like I really didn't think
right.
any of this through. Or mm-hmm. you about to go into labor or your back is hurt and you just sitting there like, damn, I wish I had a, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
We just had that recently happen to a friend of ours having yes. a baby. We were like, does she have a ball that she can bounce on while she's in labor? They were like, no, we needed that. Oh, you
I'm
know,
like,
we gotta
I'm
run to get one.
Calling her, I'm like, yo, send whoever's not staying at the hospital with you to your house, get the yoga ball ASAP. That's mm-hmm. gonna help her with labor. But I remember thinking all of these things when your first time you're pregnant, thinking, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, I wish someone tell me.
Yeah.
But being comfortable, like being at this point now, pregnancy don't feel as bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we've prepared. Mm-hmm. And these things aren't expensive. Like a pregnancy pillow, yoga ball, bean bag, a blanket,
air conditioning.
You know what I'm saying? Gallon of shea butter, a pregnancy band. These are and leggings. Mm-hmm. These are things that
definitely
you can get
affordable.
On Amazon or you yeah. can get anywhere, Target.
Yep, Target.
But, you know,
Walmart,
once you find out the first month of pregnancy, I go get all these things, mm-hmm. it just makes it easy. Especially when we have to run somewhere. What you don't want to have happen to, gentlemen, is you try to go somewhere with your lady and she's pregnant and can't find something to wear. But if you got tights.
That will keep my ass at home.
Exactly.
Don't invite me nowhere because I'm not going.
Right now?
Tyson, well, no, invite color. Me because I'm going to feel away if you don't invite me. And then, so invite me, but I'm not coming. Thanks, though.
You're the worst. You're the worst. Tights in every color,
oh,
though.
Oh, yes.
You get up. I'll be like, baby, got to go here. She's like, okay. Throw her tights on. The tights come all the way up here to the knees. The tights be all the way up
here. They be up top. They be up top.
But we good.
Well, thank you, baby. If I don't say it enough, like, you definitely make sure that I am super comfortable each time around. It just gets better and better and better.
I got you.
So don't try to get me pregnant again thinking that pregnancy number 5 is going to be out of this world, because it's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me.
Do I have to speak on that now?
Don't be looking. Deval, don't do it. Because you know he's done this in former seasons.
Now we done, guys.
In past seasons. Now we done, guys. Exactly. Good. All right. Let's go pay some ads real quick.
We don't got to pay the ads. The ads pay us.
Well, the ads got to pay. Yes, pay some bills.
We
going to
play the ads.
Play the ads.
So
pay
the ads
some bills.
Pay us. There you go.
There you go.
So I can buy you some more spandex.
Some more spandex. We're after the baby. Here you go.
We'll be back. We'll listen to them. And guys, we're back.
Back with listener letters.
You want to go
I'm
first?
I'm going to dive in and go first.
Go ahead, baby.
All right. Hello to both of you. I've been following you guys since the Christmas tree that stays up for all holidays. That's me.
Yes.
And now we're about to have about 4 or 5 Christmas trees up in here. God help us all.
There won't be one in the man cave, I'll tell you that.
I can make a really cute decked out one for you.
Anyway, let me get to the point.
No? Okay. I truly love you guys and your family. Anyway, let's get to the point. My husband and I have been married for 14 years now, and we married earlier in our lives, especially my husband. I'm 8 years older than he is. My marriage isn't bad, so I won't put that on our title, but sometimes it's questionable. My husband is a great man, a great dad, a great provider, a big supporter, and literally my very best friend, but he lacks empathy and compassion. I think it has a lot to do with his upbringing. See, my husband and I lost 6 children to spontaneous miscarriages and stillborns early up in our pregnancy, in our marriage, while we were dating. I'm sorry to hear that. So it changed me in more ways than I could imagine. But we finally have our rainbow babies, who are 9 and 8 at the moment. Congrats. Mm-hmm. But we still feel conflict about the children because he feels like I'm overprotective. He feels like I baby them. He feels like my life doesn't fit with him anymore. Or he says, I only care about the children, not my husband. I promise you that's not true because I'm madly in love with my husband as if we just met. I just feel like if they need more of me, or they need more of me because they're children. And with dealing with all of our loss, I'm going to protect them till the day I die. What should I do, or what can I do? It's hard to balance my babies being young. He gets mad sometimes if we're in the living room talking and my babies come in and ask me for a hug, then makes me And then that makes me mad. And now him and I are upset at each other. I'm so confused. I don't want to make my husband feel neglected. And I don't want my children to feel like I'm neglecting them. Help me if you can. All right. So, sis, I understand that it's probably really difficult to deal with loss. I understand loss as well. And I'm so happy to hear that she has an 8-year-old and what was it, a 9-year-old mm-hmm. now, which is great. But just as much as those babies need you, your husband needs you Facts. As well.
Facts.
Like, you have to remember that you guys were together for, married 14 years. I'm mm-hmm. not sure if you were together long before that. Mm-hmm. But everything started with the two of you.
Yes.
So the fact that you're neglecting him and you have him kind of pushed to the side, I can completely understand why he feels that level of neglect. Personally, Deval and I, we don't believe in babying our children no. as much as we love and adore them.
No.
We don't believe in that babying thing because we feel not. Like that's just something that they're going to have to not be accustomed to as they grow
Absolutely.
In dealing with the real world.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I know Deval feels strongly about this too, because we've had that discussion before.
Yeah, we've had this discussion, and I don't think that it's uncommon. Mm-hmm. I think it's only natural when you have a being grow inside of your body and then comes outside, it's almost as if your heartbeat is walking around with arms and legs.
Yes.
So your first instinct as a mom is to protect.
Of course.
Like, and that's not just humans, that's any species of animal.
Yeah.
The mother is the most protective.
Of course.
Of the cub. So mm-hmm. that, to me, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But what tends to happen is that being your child now trumps the person who you're creating a life with,
mm-hmm.
which you have to remember, at some point that child is going to grow up and go on and have their own life. And mm-hmm. then you're going to be left there with your partner that you're supposed to build a life with.
Right.
So for me, number one, the first thing she says is he hates when we're talking and the child comes up and asks for a hug. A lot of times children tend to do that because they just want whoever's attention. If the attention is not on them, mm-hmm. they want the attention. Kadeen and I have a thing where if we're having a discussion, our children just can't walk up in between us and mm-hmm. just start talking to us.
Right.
First of all, you have to say, excuse me.
Boundaries.
Boundaries, of course. You have to say, excuse me. We have to acknowledge that we recognize that you're standing there before you can just come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because number one, if we're discussing something that you shouldn't be hearing, you can't just sit around and listen to that, number right. one. Number two, you have to understand that your mom and I have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to just come into the relationship and say, everything is going to go my way.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they become adults, they're going to then become entitled or feel entitled to everyone's time when they want it. Mm-hmm. That's not the way the world works.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to start children from young. You know, our youngest now, Kaz, is 3.
Mm-hmm.
Kaz knows. And he had to learn. In the very, very beginning, Kaz would walk in. We'd be talking, and he would just walk in and hug and jump on us.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, hey, bro, you got to say, excuse me. You see me and mommy talking?
That's a fact.
All right. We're talking. You say, excuse me. If it's not an emergency
mm-hmm.
and you just want my attention to do what kids do,
mm-hmm.
look what I can do. Mm-hmm. And then they don't do shit.
Don't we
stop me
waiting.
In the middle of my conversation. To do some wild ass
waiting for the flip
and fall. Cause now I'm gonna be pissed.
Like, you didn't stick the landing.
You know what I'm saying?
The
you
hell?
Stopped me in the middle of a conversation and say, look what I can do, and then you fell. Nobody parents Stewart. Hate that. Parents
do you remember
hate,
Mad TV?
I remember that. You know,
Stewart, look what I can do.
What is wrong with this kid? So, you know, it's important to create yeah. boundaries with your children.
Yes.
You know, and in turn, they also learn how right. to, you know, self-soothe.
Right. And out of respect, yeah, self-soothe is very important as well, yes. too, for children. And being 8 and 9, they're little, but they big.
They big. 8 and 9.
8 and 9 is big. They, yeah.
if
they
the house
get
ain't
it.
On fire, do not come in the middle of me and your mother conversation right now.
That's a
if
fact.
If your brother's not drowning, if, like, if something's not dire, don't just run up and hug me or your mother while we're having a conversation. Mm-hmm. That's
and
just rude.
It seems like her husband is trying. She said he's a great man, a great dad, a great provider, a big supporter. He's literally your best friend. So let's lean on that a little bit more, sis.
I'll say this too. If he's all of these things and she can acknowledge it, it sounds like he's the type of guy who wakes up in the morning and wants to make sure his wife is good.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult. Kadeen and I have gone through this, to wake up in the morning and be the type of guy to make sure that your partner is good. And always feel like no one is making yeah. sure you're good.
You're good. Or feeling disregarded.
Or feeling disregarded. Like, it's yeah. very difficult for anyone to wake up every morning and constantly do that. and then always be put aside. And it's mm-hmm. not always men. Sometimes there are wives who wake up and they're always like, let me make sure my husband is this, let me make sure it's this, da, da, da. And he may go out and be a provider, but he comes back and never checks on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult for that person to constantly give and give and give and never feel that reciprocation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, miss, that your husband is all of these things, and you know for a fact that you've disregarded him,
mm-hmm.
that's a change you're going to have to make, because yes. it's not fair.
Yes. No, absolutely. Very well said. I agree. I think we're both on the same page with this one. Yeah. So the empathy and compassion that you say he lacks, I feel like you lack it too, sis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try putting yourself in his shoes for a little bit, and I wish y'all the best.
Yes.
All right.
Number two, I've been a fan of both of you ever since I saw your video of Kay giving birth in the pool in your home in Brooklyn. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I love the narrative that you guys are portraying of Black family and Black marriage. Please continue to provide the positive, uplifting content. I'm emailing because I'm still a virgin and I just turned 30 a couple of months ago. In high school and during undergrad, I was looking for love but never found someone that I felt a true connection with. After undergrad, I told myself that God would send love my way when I was ready, and in the meantime, I would focus on my own self-development. That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working and started grad school. I dated on and off throughout my 20s, but still haven't found love. So I put all of my focus into saving, building my credit, becoming the best version of myself, and establishing a solid foundation. Now I'm 30 and still haven't found anyone special. Yeah, I heard it's tough out there. I'll be graduating with my second master's degree in December. I keep myself up and work out with a trainer 3 times per week to stay in shape physically. I thought that eventually I would attract the right one, but so far, no luck. I want to have intimacy and a real physical and mental connection with a man, but at this point, I am tired of waiting. I already know what the problem is. Should I continue to hold out or just find someone to satisfy my physical needs? Also, DeVal, from your point of view, is a 30-year-old virgin a turnoff to men? My virgin status isn't something that I divulge often.
Hmm. Well, she seems Boom. To have a lot of things
together.
Yes.
But this is the thing.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like she's deliberate about finding someone. It sounds like she's just sitting back and waiting.
Mm-hmm.
She said God will provide. You ever heard the story about the man on the boat?
No.
There's a man on the boat. The boat has holes in it. It's sinking. Boat comes by, says, hey, man, your boat's sinking. You need help? He goes, nope, God will provide. Boat flies on. Second boat comes on. Hey, man, you need help? Your boat's sinking. Nope. God got me. Boat goes on. Third boat comes. Says, yo, dude, you about to drown. You need help? He says, while he's drowning, right? Dude dies. Goes to heaven. Says, yo, God, thought you had me. He said, I sent you 3 boats. You dummy?
Yeah, I remember that story.
Remember that story?
I do.
It's the same thing.
I do.
You have to put in the work and be willing to accept what God has given you. You can't just sit back there
mm-hmm.
and wait.
Right. And it seems like she planned everything out from like her master's. She has 2 master's degrees. She's a trainer. She's in shape. She's all the things. But what are we actively doing to find someone?
What are we active? Where are you going?
Where
to
are we
meet
going?
People?
Are there mutual friends? I always like to think of like mutual friends that might potentially work. Sis, I don't know. Hit us up. You know, send me your page. Send me a picture. Let me see. Listen, let me see what we're working with. Let me see if we can have any matches going on.
I will say this: you have to be as forceful and speak as much truth to power and deliberate about finding love as you are about getting a master's degree and working out.
That's
you got to put in the work.
That's a fact.
You have to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
The thought that you're just going to sit back and then just a guy is going to come out of
right.
nowhere or a girl is going to come out of nowhere is just not going to happen.
Right.
You have to be deliberate. If you're looking for a certain type of partner, you have to be deliberate about where you're looking for that type of partner.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would say, because she sounds like she's a great catch.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. I'm like, she's 30 now and all that. And I don't think the virgin status is a turnoff, because she asked about that. Do you think it's a turnoff for a man if he finds out that?
I don't think so, to be honest. No, I mean, and here's the truth. There is somebody for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find guys who be like, at 30, I don't want a virgin. There's going to be some guys like, at 30, I would love to date a woman who's a virgin. She hasn't been with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always somebody for somebody.
Right.
So if you're ever trying to create a generalization about what is good
mm-hmm.
for one person, that's never going to happen.
Right.
Don't focus on what other people are saying, but be deliberate about who you're looking for.
That is a fact. All right. I'm just happy I'm not in these dating streets, man. I've heard that it's pretty difficult out there. So best of luck to you, sis. If y'all want to be featured as one of our listener letters, be sure to email us at deadassadvice@gmail.com.
That's right. That's DEADASSADVICE@gmail.com.
Moment of truth time.
Yes. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
After your list that you put together so diligently, I just want to take this opportunity to publicly thank you and express my gratitude to you for just being amazing, being attentive, for anticipating my needs before I even know what they are. And even when I don't know what my needs and wants are in that moment, mm-hmm. just providing me grace and options, and always looking to find a way to alleviate any sort of stress or any sort of tension or pain mm-hmm. that I may be feeling. I mean, you went as far as to move your mother-in-law into our house.
Say that again.
You went as far as to moving my mama into the house.
Can we say that one more time so people can understand the level of sacrifice that
went
I was willing
as far
to go.
To move in my mom, to just ensure that I have extra help and extra assistance with the boys. So that way this time around, everything was that much smoother. In addition to you still being a super active dad and super active and attentive husband and still working and booking the lead role. So that's what we need to repeat. Booking a lead role in his first film.
Yes, my first feature film.
You just don't miss a beat, like ever. So
I
love you. I appreciate you. I thank you for this beautiful life that you provided us, myself, the boys. And you know that we love you. Like, you are the king of my heart, the king of our life, the king of the boys' hearts. Like,
I do know that.
That's just what it is. So I love you, Ellis.
I love you too, Ellis.
My bestie.
Dang, that just made me feel good. No. My moment of truth is I feel appreciated. That's the reason why I'm able to do those things. You're amazing. You are my person. Pregnancy is not easy on either one of us, but it's so worth it because we're gonna have four beautiful kings. But before the boys, before anybody, you worth it. Like, you seriously are fucking worth it.
Am I even worth it with my? Let me show y'all my braids. Look, guys,
she took the wig off.
The wig
y'all
off.
Can't see. Y'all can't see. Y'all gonna
wait
see a little
y'all
bit later.
Wait till y'all see this later. Yes.
Day Am after I, day, seems like I push against the cloud.
I'm ready to set it off. Set it off. Right, and this wig was hot and uncomfortable too. Listen, y'all, I'll be trying to keep it cute for you and keep it cute for y'all. But there comes a point in time where enough is enough. Enough is enough.
You're still cute, baby. You still
Thank
cute.
Thank you.
I just took over my moment of truth, but I don't care. But
I'm sorry.
No. It's my moment of truth. I want to say this is my moment of truth.
I under that wig.
Moment of truth. Your mother is a huge fucking help.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Like, the best thing about having a mother-in-law like your mom.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to be involved and stay out of the way.
Yes, that
because
is true.
You know, some mothers-in-laws mm-hmm. like to mothers-in-law
in general, yeah,
like
too.
To just be in everything. Or you ask me for my help, so not here.
Yeah, no, meddling.
Your mom likes to be helpful, but not be overbearing.
Yes,
which made it so easy for her.
Yes,
to be
shout out to
a
Mimi,
part
y'all.
Of us She's doing this, and we wouldn't be able
amazing.
To do all of this.
No,
everything we got going on,
right?
If it wasn't for your mother,
actually, yeah. So if y'all ever hear somebody randomly coughing or like stomping in the background, it's Mimi.
It's definitely Mimi.
Mimi trying to be quiet, but you know she don't know what that means. But yeah,
I love you. You deserve
love
it.
Love you too. Thank you, baby.
And I got you
and
all
I'm
the
so
way
happy
through delivery,
that was,
baby.
This, I know. Oh man, trust me. I got you. Let's hope that he's not filming this movie while I'm having this baby.
Yes, yes.
How about that part? All right, y'all. So be sure to find us on social media at @DeadAssThePodcast. I'm Kadeen. I am.
And I am Deval. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Deadass. And I'm not promising y'all that I'm going to put my wig back on for the next episode. We'll see how that goes.
Deadass is a production of iHeartMedia Podcast Network and is produced by Denora Pena and Tribble. Follow the podcast on social media @DeadAssThePodcast and never miss a thing.